position just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, this is the Thursday, January the 19th edition of the Flipside, Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And a quick check on how things are going on Never Never Land. Dow higher by 16 at 12,595. NASDAQ higher by almost 13 at 2,782. Dollar index weaker by 32. Index sitting at 80.20. Crude oil weaker by 59 cents. Crude sitting at exactly $100 a barrel. Gold weaker by almost $9 at $16.51. Silver off 3 cents at $30.59. Platinum weaker by 10 at $15.21. Palladium higher by 6 at $6.77. Mining index weaker by 482 basis points. XAU currently sitting at 186.38. Well, I guess figuring out the financial markets is almost as confusing as figuring out the current political climate in the U.S. Now, on a personal note, on Monday, MLK Day, I had problems accessing the network. And it became apparent to me that it was some form of computer glitch within my system. So I attempted to correct the error. And I guess once you've been a Mac user for as long as I have, you seem to think that most technical tasks when it comes to websites and such like are pretty easy to accomplish. Well, I did manage to fix the audio problem, but I screwed everything else up. Anyway, we'll have more after these messages.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I use these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Needless to say, my friends, my website is going to go through some dramatic changes in the next few days as I have to rebuild everything. So, unfortunately, today... on the website, it's sparse. Postings are just simply because I have created a unnecessary task for myself, and it's just fortunate that I have so much free time on my hands. This morning, there was muted enthusiasm on the floor of the NYSE with the initial jobless claims number, but it's still bogus. And the folks at CNBC do their best every day to put lipstick on a pig. Because no matter how they try to spin it, the warning signs on how bad the economy is are all around us. All we have to do is open up our eyes and look at them. Almost every single day, There are more prominent voices in the financial world telling us that a massive economic crisis is coming and that we need to prepare for the worst. Yesterday, it was the World Bank itself that issued a very chilling warning. In a report that can only be described as startling, the World Bank yesterday revised GDP growth estimates for 2012 downward very sharply. It warned that Europe could be on the verge of a devastating financial crisis and declared that the rest of the world better prepare for the worst. You would expect to hear this kind of language coming from purveyors of doom and gloom. But this is not the kind of language that would normally be expected from the stuff suits over at the World Bank. Obviously, things have gotten bad enough that everybody is not even trying to deny it anymore. Andrew Burns, the lead author of the report, said that if the sovereign debt crisis gets worse, we could be looking at an economic crisis that could be even worse than the last one. An escalation of the crisis would spare no one. Developed and developing country growth rates could fall by as much or more than they did in 2008 and 2009. And Burns also stated that the importance of a contingency plan cannot be stressed enough. In other words, Burns is saying that it is time to prepare for the worst. And it's not only just the World Bank that is warning about these things. The chorus of voices that is warning about the next great financial crisis just seems to grow every day. Even Bloomberg News, in a Bloomberg article the other day, had a piece entitled Apocalypse Now, Dire 12 Forecasts. And it listed various financial gurus from a wide spectrum about what we are what we are facing. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Joe in New York.
How are you, Robbie Noel?
Doing fine, thanks, Joe.
Listen, were you the gentleman that called or coined the term the evangelical jellyfish?
I cannot accept responsibility for that.
Oh, okay, because a buddy of mine thought that, yeah, he heard it from you first. But, you know, that's so correct, though. The problem with America is all these Christians have been duped in supporting this apostate, apartheid, racist nation of Israel. And I would wish to God that they would wake up and realize that this so-called chosen race should start acting like the chosen race, as Mahatma Gandhi said. He said, let the Jews who claim to be the chosen race prove their title by choosing the way of nonviolence for vindicating their position on the earth.
They're under assault,
as you know, Robbie.
Yeah, absolutely, my friend.
And, you know, these money powers of these money demons, or whatever you want to call them, of this fractional reserve banking is financing everything, you know. It's financed communism, Bolshevik communism, which was basically, you know, a Jewish-run takeover of a Christian nation. And now they've taken over this Christian nation here in America.
Well, they are running nomination for the Republican Party, that's for sure. And today that was just solidified even more now that it looks like we down to a two-man race, according to the media pundits, between Gingrich and Romney.
And now, where's Ron Paul in the equation, you know?
Ron Paul doesn't exist in the eyes of the media.
Well, that's the problem. You have a bunch of
propaganda. Oh, sure.
The press, you know. I think Solzhenitsyn said something about these people, but you know that's like this invisible power as well. You know, these people act like they're not biased, but all you have to look is that one commentator from CNN who recently said that, you know, the Republican establishment is afraid of, you know, Ron Paul, and so am I. I was like, well, oh, she afraid of him too? I mean,
Dana Bash, I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but they've all shown their bigotry, from Wolf Blitzer to, you know, a whole host of talking heads on CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, but predominantly Fox. Fox obviously getting its marching orders from the Zionist lobby, and it's pretty evident with the major backer of Gingrich being the owner of Las Vegas Sands, who is nothing more than a puppet for Benjamin Netanyahu, who, by the way, is going to be a featured speaker at the APEC conference coming up, I believe, in March.
March or April. You know, and is he going to go to Congress and get a whole bunch of, like, 40 standing ovations? I mean, when does a foreign leader come to our country, address our Congress, and get over 40 standing ovations? Well, it's obvious to see who's running this country.
I mean, even Eric Cantor said to Netanyahu, don't worry, we got your back. I mean, if anything illustrates the control of Zionism in American politics, that statement pretty much said it.
Well, you know, brother,
it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out there, Joe.
You know, brother Bob, there, you know, the Bible says you can't serve two masters. You can't serve mammon and God. You know, in other words, you cannot serve two countries. You can't serve Israel and America.
Yeah, I know.
And that's exactly what we have. We have a bunch of pandering kiss-ups from the Republican Party, as well as the Democrat Party, that they will do anything that their masters say. And got a break coming up.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call, Joe.
If you want to hold me over, I'll hold.
Sure, why not? We'll take a short time out. Be right back.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Side for this Thursday, January the 19th, Rabbi Noel with you, and just a quick reminder before we go back to Joe, RBN holding a pledge drive, and you can access the website at republicbroadcasting.org and chip in. Just click on the button. And we appreciate your support. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Brother Bobby.
You know, well, let me say this, and it's pretty clear to anybody that's paying attention. Bibi Netanyahu, has obviously run into a personality clash with Barack Obama. There's no love lost between those two.
Yeah.
And he is doing everything in his power to get him out of office.
He wants his partner Newt Gingrich in there, who's saying the Palestinians are invented people. You know,
right.
He got $5 million to say that nonsense. Or he wants the Mormon CIA asset, Mitt Romney.
Well, Netanyahu is not stupid, and he is going to support Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney, irrespective. Because, he's doing everything in his power to hedge his bets to what would happen should Obama get a second term.
Well, I believe Obama, and I think you probably agree too, Bobby, that, Obama is controlled by a puppet of, the Zionists as well. I mean,
oh, sure.
He just hired as his chief of staff. Jack Lou, who's really named Jacob Lou. Jacob Lou the Jew, the Zionist.
Yeah.
All right, come on, from Bobby, from Emmanuel, Rahm Emanuel, to Jacob Lou. It's just incredible. Look up and down the administration in places of power where they put these Jewish people. It's all over. And
there's an article that came out a few days ago, and you can find it on my website. Written by Max Blumenthal, who is regarded as a self-hating Jew because he's very critical of Jewish Zionism. But he wrote an amazing piece called The BB Connection. And you can find it on my website. You're going to have to scroll down the page.
What's your website again there, Bobby?
RobbieNoel.com.
Okay, that's simple enough. You made it nice and easy for the viewers. Yeah. You know, this invisible power it's working to control and enslave mankind. And it's financed every movement, communism, Marxism, Zionism, socialism. And it's run by, you know, the Rothschild family and their extended families, you know. And it's so evident, you know, even Garfield saw it years ago. Whoever controls the volume of money in any country is the absolute master of all industry and commerce, you know. And that's exactly, and then he's the same guy said, if you want to see where inflation and deflation come from, is you need no look further than the men that issue the nation's money. And that's why they capped him 100 days into office, you know. And Obama is a puppet, and you know, if he don't follow the line, they'll take him out. They'll come up with a scandal, whether it's the birth certificate issue or whatever other issue they'll come up with him. You know, I just pray that Ron Paul doesn't get chap acquitted. I don't know if people have thought about that, but, you know, they'll drive his car off a bridge. They'll have his plane crash because he's got some traction. And many of these Democrats have seen that Obama's been nothing but an apostate sellout who just said he's going to get out of all these wars and just entered more wars because he's following his instructions. And, you know, you got Netanyahu, who's going to continue to build settlements over there and piss off the people in Palestine and the rest of the world. It's ridiculous. And this nation is an apostate nation. It's an apartheid nation. It's a racist nation. Just look what Jack Bernstein wrote, you know, an American Jew living in a Marxist racist Israel. Look what Gilad Otzman, the famous jazz musician, talks about.
Sure, sure.
He's got a great book out called The Wandering Who.
Yep.
Politics.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. We're on the same page, brother.
Hi, brother. You guys have a great day.
Okay, man. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Thursday. Just a little more from Max Blumenthal's article about Bibi Netanyahu. He says, Netanyahu has engaged enthusiastic allies in the Republican Congress, led by House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, and within the right-wing media. His neoconservative allies in Washington are launching a super PAC to generate emotional attacks against Obama and any candidate that might be an obstacle to his policies. And his campaign has even broadened into an attempt to discredit the New York Times, whose editorial page and foreign policy columnists Thomas Friedman and Roger Cohen have been critical of him of late. Yes, he's even referred to the gray lady as quasi-anti-Semitic. Now, Netanyahu is running what one could effectively term a shadow campaign, and it's intended to be a factor in defeating Obama and electing a Republican in his place. He has opposed Obama's early demand to free settlements in the West Bank as a precondition to reviving the peace process, a process since the Oslo Accord that Netanyahu has attempted to stall or sabotage despite his signing of the Way Agreement under pressure from President Clinton. And since his adamant stand against the settlement freeze, Netanyahu has undermined every effort to engage the priest's effort. He appears dead set on consolidating Greater Israel, or what many Israels call Judea and Samaria, and has signaled a strong desire to attack Iran. And by all accounts, Netanyahu's personal chemistry with Obama is toxic. And Obama, as witnessed by his statements to Sarkozy, bristles at his belligerence. But Netanyahu's hostility has reaped rewards from him, having stopped the peace process in its tracks. The latest efforts by the quartet seem doomed to failure. And Netanyahu's rejectionism has put Obama on the defensive. Most of the U.S. Jewish establishment has remained a bulwark of Bibi's policies. Obama, meanwhile, has been forced to declare America's unshakable bond with Israel, even as Bibi thwarts Obama's initiatives and attacks him in the Israeli press. I mean, so it's pretty evident to anybody that's paying attention Bibi Netanyahu intends to insert himself into the U.S. political process. And as I said, he just announced he's canceling a scheduled trip to Africa so that he can attend the APEC conference coming up in March. Now, when we look at the candidates for president, it's pretty clear that Ron Paul stands head and shoulders above Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Mitt Romney. And I don't buy into media spin that Newt Gingrich is a great historian of American history. He is, in my humble opinion, completely clueless about American history, let alone the U.S. Constitution. Ditto for Mitt Romney, who was quick to throw his support behind Obama recently signing the National Defense Authorization Act. And this is the reason why Ron Paul is head and shoulders above everybody else. Here's a speech Ron Paul gave yesterday on the floor of the House of Representatives and what he is attempting to do. Let's roll the tape.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Paul, for 5 minutes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise today to introduce a very simple piece of legislation to repeal the infamous Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act, quietly signed into law by the President on New Year's Day. What a way to usher in the new year. Section 1021 essentially codifies into law the very dubious claim of presidential authority under 2001 authorization for the use of military force to indefinitely detain American citizens without access to legal representation or due process of law. Section 1021 provides for the possibility of the U.S. military acting as a kind of police force on U.S. soil, apprehending terror suspects, including Americans, and whisking them off to an undisclosed location indefinitely. No right to attorney, no right to trial, no day in court. This is precisely the kind of egregious distortion of justice that Americans have always ridiculed in so many dictatorships overseas. A great man named Solzhenitsyn became the hero of so many of us when he exposed the Soviet Union's extensive gulag system. Is this really the kind of a United States we want to create in name of fighting terrorism? Some have argued that nothing in Section 1021 explicitly mandates holding Americans without trial, but it employs vague language, radically expanding the detention authority to include anyone who has substantially supported certain terrorist groups or associated forces. No one has defined what those terms mean. What is an associated force? Sadly, too many of my colleagues are too willing to undermine our Constitution to support such outrageous legislation. One senator even said about American citizens being picked up under this section of the NDAA, quote, "When they say, I want a lawyer, you tell them, shut up. You don't get a lawyer," close quote. Is this acceptable in someone who has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution? Mr. Speaker, of course, I recognize how critical it is that we identify and apprehend those who are suspected of plotting attacks against Americans. But why do we have so little faith in our judicial system? Have we not tried in civilian court and won convictions of hundreds of individuals for terrorist or related activities? I fully support continuing to do so. But let us not abandon what is so unique and special about our system of government in the process. I hope my colleagues will join my effort to overturn this shameful Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act. And I yield back.
Chair recognizes the gentlelady from Texas, Ms. Jackson Lee, for 5 minutes.
There was Ron Paul yesterday calling for the repeal of NDAA. The so-called constitutional expert, Newt Gingrich, has said absolutely nothing about this blatant violation of the Constitution. Well, so much for him being a constitutional expert. The same goes for Mitt Romney. This is a man who has demonstrated over and over again in the past 5 years as he's attempted to run for the presidency that he is sorely lacking in even rudimentary understandings of the Constitution. I mean, if he had even the slightest inkling of what the Constitution says, he would have never introduced that health care bill in Massachusetts. But then again, maybe I'm being just a little too picky here. And so this evening we get another opportunity to watch a Zionist-inspired presidential debate hosted by CNN. Don't expect a question about the NDAA to come up. I'm sure it's all going to be focused on Newt Gingrich because of the announcement today by Rick Perry. At least he had the good sense to realize that he had no chance of making it to the Republican convention. And so when we look at the political landscape, I guess we can go back to how we started this hour about how so many people have their head in the sand when it comes to the economic crisis we are facing. Because the signs are all around us. But nobody's paying any attention to it. A large majority of people are, I think, living on hopium and hope that some sort of miraculous financial recovery is going to take place. Well, it ain't going to happen. And anyway, thanks to some listeners out there, especially to Rick, who answered the question that John from New York brought up about the term evangelical jellyfish. That was coined by Jennifer Hodges of the show Freedom Frenzy, heard here on RBN on Sunday afternoon. So kudos to Jennifer Hodges for the term evangelical jellyfish. I shall mention it to Charles Golson tomorrow, and I'll take this quick opportunity to just give you a heads up. Tomorrow we'll be speaking with Charles Golson, as we do each and every Friday, and also a reminder once again, RBN running a pledge drive, and if you'd like to chip in and support RBN, because we tend to cover subjects and subject matter that no other media has the cojones to do, and you can access the pledge drive by just simply going to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can find the button right there. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Robert in Texas. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie?
All right, sir.
Well, watching the lamestream media this morning, as I always do to catch their lies, I think the reason that Rick Perry waited all the way till today to drop out was today was the day that they announced the official results of the Iowa caucuses, and Romney didn't win, Santorum won over there. But the big headlines was all about Rick Perry leaving, so that covered that little deal up.
Yeah, and he most probably did it for financial reasons as well, because I guess he can keep some of the money that he raised for his re-election campaign in Texas.
Now I think he's through here. He's done his two terms, plus a half a term when Bush left. But after his appearance in New Hampshire, where he only got 1,074 votes, he should have left right then. I think he stayed till today, because today was the day they announced it. What they implied to before was that Romney really didn't win Iowa. Santorum did.
Yeah, I know. It's a crazy system, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Robert.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, my friend. We'll take another break and be right back.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlo. Non-prescription ColonFlo is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlo works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlo is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
A fright had come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear that thunder? Cover. I'm back from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under, where we don't know and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Side for this Thursday, January the 19th. Yeah, it's pretty clear that the Zionist lobby in the U.S. is doing everything in its power to destroy Ron Paul, William Kristol. He, the editor of the Weekly Standard, set up the Emergency Committee for Israel, which is nothing more than a Zionist super PAC, and currently running ads featuring Gary Bauer, a evangelical jellyfish, if there ever was one, saying why Ron Paul is dangerous for American foreign policy. And no doubt they will continue this onslaught until Bibi Netanyahu's chosen candidate makes his way to the Republican convention. It is an amazing thing to watch. And why people are not outraged by this still amazes me on a daily basis. And judging by the lack of outrage over the NDAA, it just confirms how effective the Zionist media is. Anyway, my friends, quick reminder, pledge drive going on at RBN. Do your part, chip in. Tomorrow we'll have Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries on the show, and stand by for Vincent and Prepare USA coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.